Mike and Johan, the news is starting to break that you guys are getting out of the coffee business and selling Innkeepers. Can you just kind of talk about how you came to this decision, why this is the right time, and all of that?
Well, we had been thinking about retiring when we were 65 in another year, but we started talking with people. Different people had approached us over the last couple of years. We had talked with many people about it, but Jessica and Ben approached us the beginning of May, and what impressed us about them was that they both are planning to work full-time in the business, and we see that as being really important for the business. And for Mike and I, it's just the right time. We feel it's the right time for us to take some time off and take care of our family, take care of us, and do some traveling and enjoy the good life.
Because you guys have been at it, is it 23 years, something like that?
Right. We opened in 1998, which is 23 years ago. And we're going to continue to be at Innkeepers through the first of the year.
Okay.
After the first of the year, we'll just see how it goes.
All right. And Jessica and Ben, can you just tell us a little bit about you, kind of introduce yourself, so to speak, and kind of why you want to venture into this?
Yeah, so this is Jessica. I grew up in the Galesburg area. I graduated from Abingdon High School, and Ben and I met at Monmouth College. And then after that, we both took careers in took careers in what we studied. So his was in healthcare, mine was in finance. And, you know, I really liked what I was doing day to day, but I knew that that wasn't what I wanted to do for the long term. So I actually, when I was in high school and some in college, I worked for Mike and Johan at Innkeepers. And I always told Ben, someday when I want to leave my career in finance, all I would want to do is own Innkeepers. And so that day just came a little earlier than anticipated. And so we decided to have the conversation with Mike and Johan, and all went well, and so here we are.
It's awesome to have dreams come true, isn't it, Jessica?
It is. So it's really come full circle, because I remember when I was working at Innkeepers, you know, I started when I was 16. I loved it. I loved the people. I loved the customers, the people that I worked with in the industry. And I know, you know, the coffee industry is only growing, and so I can't wait to have our little piece of it.
Yeah, and Mike and Johan, could you guys talk at all to, I mean, maybe we could spend an hour on this alone, but the way the coffee industry's changed from when you guys first set up to now is got to be, I don't know, it seems like it must be a whole different world. Is that accurate to say?
In our world, it is a different world. Because when we started, we just roasted coffee. And then we grew into making coffee drinks. And then we built the store that we're in now. And we started baking, and then we started serving lunch, and then we had gifts. So the business now really encompasses a lot of things other than just coffee.
More than you thought at the beginning?
Yeah, absolutely. The drink business is definitely the forerunner of the business, but the food business is also very, very popular, you know?
Yeah.
It's a great place for lunch. It's a great casual, easy place for people to come and meet a friend, meet a business partner. It's just super casual.
Yeah.
You know, we've always said that the customer has led the way. The customer wanted us to have a place to sit. They wanted us to have something to eat. They wanted us to have the drive-through. And so Innkeepers, the runaway train, has been led by the customers, really.
Mm-hmm. It seems like a kind of a very personal business in some way, because I imagine you have people that come about every day. It's one of those places where if you have somebody from out of town, you might take them. And I don't know, does that element of it make it more difficult to transition away? Or are you just ready for a break, really?
I'm sure that once the first of the year comes and we have broken away, it'll be a challenge. But we have 5 months to work with Ben and Jessica to mentor them and work with them and show them how it all goes. I think that it's time, and it'll be a good break for us. And we're going to see these people.
Yeah.
You know, Galesburg's a small community.
You're not going anywhere?
We're not going anywhere. We're not going to leave town.
I keep telling everybody we're going to come down and bus tables at lunch, so we'll see what happens.
Hey, we'll take it.
That's for sure.
So in the meantime, Jessica and Ben, what are, I'm sure there's a huge list, but what sorts of things are you doing to get ready and kind of learn all the ropes?
Well, first of all, we're relocating from Springfield. Mm-hmm. So on the personal side of things, buying a house and just getting to the Galesburg area and getting acquainted with all of the customers. But then we're just really excited to get in there. And like Johan said, let the customers lead the way. You know, we understand that Innkeepers is amazing just how it is. So we want to keep the customers and what they want at the forefront and also focus on the employees and making sure that they feel valued as well. So we're really just excited to get in and start establishing the relationships with the employees and the customers.
Excellent.
Coming from Springfield, you know, but yeah, I mean, coming from Springfield, going to Monmouth College, meeting Jessica there and her talking so highly about Innkeepers Coffee. And every single time that we would go there, it was always just kind of reuniting with like kind of family and everybody just talking so highly about Mike and Johan. I mean, it was like once she told me we have an opportunity to actually own this place, I'm like, wow, you know, like we're actually kind of doing this. It's like now just kind of hitting me and it's actually just a great opportunity and very, very excited to do this.
Yeah. And, you know, I know you guys have spent so many years cultivating Innkeepers and caring for it that I think your confidence in Jessica and Ben alone kind of says a lot about them.
You know, our staff is outstanding, and we know that they are going to support Ben and Jessica, and they're already making plans on what they're going to train them to do and how they're going to support them. So we are really grateful for our mainstay of staff that we have right now.
Mm. And one thing I did want to ask you guys, and I've often wondered this, is how much coffee would you say you would drink in a day? Because I tend to over-caffeinate, and I'm not around finely fresh roasted coffee all the time. So are you able to kind of control yourself, or are you running at 99? Until the end of the day and you crash, or how does this work?
Well, I think doctors say that 25 cups a day is still okay. So I mean, I'm up to 20. So
I drink 2 cups of coffee a day.
Mm-hmm.
And as I say to a lot of customers that I help when they come in for the first time to buy coffee, is that I used to be one of those that drank a lot of coffee too when I worked in an office.
Yeah.
But that was before I fell in love with and learned about freshly roasted Arabica coffee beans, which is what we roasted in Keepers.
Mm-hmm.
And when you drink good coffee and you brew it properly, which we will show you how to do, and so will Ben and Jessica, you will drink a lot less coffee. There's no need to drink a lot.
Because you just get the good diesel and that's all you need, right?
It's just like, it's like good chocolate, I say. You can have a great piece of chocolate and be satisfied, or you can have a whole bunch of crummy candy bars and just keep trying to fulfill that urge and that need that you want.
Sweet tooth.
Yeah.
I think right there, that's the best ad you could have for Innkeepers. Well, congratulations to all four of you, for Mike and Johan for a great business and a great career, and you guys for Ben and Jessica for all you're going to do in the future. So good luck.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Cameron.
Thanks.